Let's go to town with our band of the month, Mitchell Ayers and his orchestra, the Ray Charles Singers, and our singing star of the month, Perry Como.
Dream along with me. I'm on my way to the stars.
Hi there, this is Sergeant Jack Allen of the National Guard. My buddies, your friends and neighbors in the Guard, have hung up the SRO sign once more here at the Armory in anticipation of another visit from our singing star of the month, a fellow we're all mighty happy to have with us, Perry Como.
Hi, Perry.
My, these walls are really bulging. Looks like everybody in town is here.
Just about. We squeezed in all we could. And with Mitchell Ayers, the orchestra, and the Ray Charles Singers here with you, Perry, we've got a mighty full stage, too.
Well, since everyone is here, guess we can go on to work, huh, Sergeant?
That's for us.
Now when the jukebox baby takes the floor around the old jukebox in the candy store, the joint starts jumping till the roof comes tumbling down.
Choo-choo-ah,
jukebox baby, you're the swinginest doll in town. For Maybelline.
Jukebox, baby.
Drop another one for 17.
Jukebox, baby.
Whisper to your daddy your three little love words.
Go, go.
How you gonna get your homework done when you keep that jukebox on the run? You don't dig Latin like you dig that crazy sound. Jukebox, baby, you're the swinginest doll in town.
Jukebox, baby.
I hear knocking.
Jukebox, baby.
Keep the corn box hopping.
Jukebox, baby.
Tell me sincerely that you ain't forgetting old Tina Marie.
Hip, hip, hop,
oh, oh. Oh, jukebox, baby. My jukebox, baby. Jukebox, baby.
Lunchtime
money goes down a slot. You could live on there if the music's hot. You just ain't quit till you rock that clock around.
Choo-choo-ah,
jukebox, baby, you're the swinginest doll in town.
See you later, alligator.
Oh, hey, wing-a-ding-a, what a dungaree doll I found. Well, then, there now,
jukebox, baby.
Jukebox, baby.
Thank you. Thank you very much. My young friend, Sergeant Jack Allen, has a word or two for you fellas who are thinking about a career in aviation. Right after that, we'll be taking off with another song for you. Sergeant, you are on.
Thank you very much, Perry. Say, fellas, have you ever watched a high-flying jet plane cross the sky at night with its sound following it? Makes you think of a career in the air for yourself, doesn't it? Well, a mighty good way to start a flying career is through the National Guard. That's where some of Uncle Sam's finest pilots and airmen are located right now. And they're on the alert, ready to defend our country. Highly trained in every phase of flying, radar, navigation, mechanics, communications, and so on. So, if you want top training for a future in aviation, if you're 17 years of age or over and can meet enlistment requirements, look into the Air National Guard. You do not have to have any previous military service. Fellas, take this tip. Stop by your nearest Air National Guard headquarters and get the facts. Plan to start on an aviation career in your Air National Guard.
You.
foggy London town, the sun was shining everywhere.
Thank you very much, Ray Charles. Sergeant Jack Allen of the National Guard, front and center.
Right here, Perry.
Well, how's our request department doing, Sergeant?
Boy, it's just great. Are you ready for this week's top request?
Well, if I know the song, you've got it.
Ah, you'll know this one. It's in your Victor album called So Smooth. It's For Me and My Gal.
One of my favorites, Sergeant. Mitch, you heard what the man said. Let's answer the request.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing every Susie and Sal. They're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And someday I'm gonna build a little home for two, for three or four or more in Loveland for me and my gal.
See the relatives there, looking over the fair. They can tell it a glass, it's a loving romance. It's a wonderful sight as the families unite. See, it makes the boy proud as he says to the crowd,
the bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everyone has been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing.
They'll send congratulations
every Susie and Sam
for me and my gal.
They're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And someday I'm going to build a little home for two,
or three, or four,
or more,
or more,
in Loveland,
Loveland,
in Loveland,
Loveland, in Loveland, for me and my girl.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I'm very happy that you asked for that one, too. Sergeant Allen, I notice there's always a lot of young fellows here in the Armory.
You mean fellows around 17 or 18, Perry?
That's right. Can you remember what you were doing when you were that age?
Sure, Perry. I was in school and working. You know, young men nowadays do both, too. But in addition, Perry, they have a military obligation to face.
Well, you see, Sergeant, I know just how to get you to start talking about the Guard. You were about to say a good way to face that military obligation is the National Guard, weren't you?
Mr. C, I sure was.
Well, then go right ahead. I think that's something every young man should know about.
You see, fellas, in the local unit of the Army or Air National Guard, stationed right in your own hometown, you can fill your military obligations without interrupting your civilian career or your educational plans. Besides, in the National Guard, you can get pay benefits, retirement benefits, and insurance benefits, which you really ought to know about. And check into this, too. Under the new Reserve Forces Law, when you join the National Guard, you can arrange for your 6 months active duty without interrupting your job and school plans. Men, you owe it to yourself, to your family, and to your future to look into the features the National Guard offers you. It's a proud outfit for a man to join, a great part of America's Ready Reserve. So stop by your local Army or Air National Guard headquarters and talk it over today.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I'm once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside a garden wall, and stars are bright in my arms, the nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain, my stardust melody, the memory of love's dream.
With that Como man around the premises, the time sure flies by. But next week, around the same time, we have Perry's promise to join us once again here at the Armory. Right, Perry?
Wouldn't miss it for the world, Sergeant. And I'll make sure that Mitchell Ayers and the boys and the Ray Charles singers are on hand, too, okay?
It's a deal.
See you next week, everybody.
And that means all of you out there. And if you like, bring a friend. Now, this is Sergeant Jack Allen saying, see you next week for my buddies in the National Guard, your friends and neighbors who help keep our country strong by keeping our guard up.
The National Guard is ready on the land and in the air. The National Guard is ready to defend you everywhere.
This is Sergeant Jack Allen suggesting you listen now for information about your local National Guard unit.